Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's Glory. I want to talk to you about getting rid of your pride. You know, we've all heard that proverb, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And also the old saying, pride comes before a fall. But do we really understand this proverb? It doesn't just mean that overconfidence leads to failure because we place too much trust in our own abilities. No, the danger of pride is far deeper than that. And pride does not mean having a healthy self-confidence. Pride is about an ungodly raising of self. Yes, it says that we know what's best for ourselves. Therefore, what God says comes second. And this is why pride is often the root of many sins. In Proverbs 21 it says, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. You see, pride and wickedness are closely tied in the Bible. Hallelujah. Psalm 10 says, in his pride the wicked does not seek him, in all his thoughts there's no room for God. You see, in the Corinthian church in the Bible, they were growing in pride. They felt they were above temptation and above sin, and they were really overconfident in their faith. And because of pride, they lost their effectiveness for Christ. You see, when we allow God's blessings to feed our ego, we set a similar path of pride and willingness. We begin to take credit for what God has given us. We begin to take the credit, all the blessings. It says that he hath already blessed you with every blessing. So it's him. And when you start taking credit for what God has given you, you know, intellect, money, resources, relationships, you know, we begin to start think that our opinions are always correct and that God would benefit from our wisdom. Is that you today? You know, are you one of those who brags about your accomplishments in God's kingdom? We convince ourselves that our way is the best way, and some even start to interpret the Bible according to their own human wisdom. You see, the more we become self-confident, the less we depend on God's word and on his Holy Spirit. You see, the more self-confident we are, the more careless we often become in our spiritual walk. This pride then opens us up to temptation. St. Paul warns, so if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. Yes, everybody's going through the same thing. But you see, the Israelites provide us with a powerful lesson. Now, these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. That's from Corinthians. You see, when we're humble before God and seek that guidance, he keeps us from falling. And from Corinthians again, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out. Hallelujah. Today, Audioboo, are you facing difficulty at work, relationships, in any place? You see, has your walk with God slowed to a crawl? Have you ceased to long for God to do amazing miracles in your life? Pride, if that's so, pride is somewhere at the root of these problems. Today, Audioboo, confess to God the pride of your heart and offer it to him in a sacrifice today. You see, pride does come before a fall. And until I could get humble, God could never release the power to release me from addictions, from old sinful patterns. Yes, Audioboo, today, pride is a dangerous thing. After all, pride is what the devil got kicked out of heaven for, wanting to be like the Most High. You know, God recognises an honest humility. Ask God to remove the pride from your heart today and let the sanctifying grace of the Holy Spirit activate that humility. Those humble people you like and know, you could be one of those today. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you. Hallelujah.